We are on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. A little bit before the middle of the Daf. Asore Kabim Yaifi Yodu Lailam. The Gemara is telling us there are different Mekaymes and the Briye that are more Mesugal for different inyanim. Asara kabim yaifi yodo la'ilam tisha notlo Yerushalayim ve'echad kol ha'ilam kuloi. The pasuk says in Eicha azay sa'ir she'yimru klilas yaifi. And Rashi says kol ha'yaifi shelo. He says there was yaifi, there was beauty that was put into the Briya. So nine chalokim of this yaifi is ingrained in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim. Zaysaya Yerushalayim. Asara kabim ashiris yodu la'ilam. These were mekaymes that are mesugal for ashiris. Tisha notlu remiim. The remiim kadmoinim, they took nine chalokim there in that mokim. The echod kol ha'ilam kuloi. Yud kabim anias yodu la'ilam. 10 kabim of anias yodu la'ilam. A mokim that is mesugal for anias. Tisha notla bovel ve'echot kol ha'ilam kulot. Asara kabim gasus yodu la'ilam. 10 kabim of gasus haruach, gaive yodu la'ilam. Tisha notla eilam ve'echot kol ha'ilam kulot. So the Gemara asks, Vigasis lebovel leinochis. So you're telling me that gasis did not rest in Bovel. Bovel was the place where they implanted gasis haruach. Vachsiv, it says in the posik, the Navi says, ve'esa einai, and I lifted my eyes, ve'eiro, Behine shtayim noshim yaitzeis. He saw b'mara nevue, two women are coming up, b'ruach b'kanfeyem, and there's a ruach in their wings, v'loheino kanfeyem kekanfei hachasido. And they have wings similar to the wings of a chasido. Batiseno, and they carried, this is Amara HaNevuah, Batiseno, and they carried as a Eifa. A Eifa was a keli with a certain measurement. And they're carrying this Eifa Bein Ha'aretz Uvein HaShemayim. This is between the Eretz and Shemayim. Ba'imar, and I said, Al Hamalach Adoiva Bi, oh no, I'm witnessing this Mara Nebuah. Oh no, Hema Meilichais Es Eifa. Where are they bringing this Eifa to? Vayoimar Eli, so the Malach answered Zechariah, Livneis Lo Bayis Be'eretz Shina. They're going to build a Bayis, a Yesod, in the land of Babel. Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, what bias was being nisyased in Babel? Zu chanufe v'gasus haruach, sheyodu le'Babel. He says, we see these two noshim, we see two characteristics. Number one, v'ruach b'kanfeihem. So this ruach is meramez hangasus haruach, hangaive. Then we find another characteristic, kikanfei hachaside, and it seems this is going on chanife. So we have here two midos rois, and they took this eifah and they planted it. They were miyased it in Bavel and Shinar. So we see that the yisod of gasas haruach was in Shinar and Bavel. So the Gemara says, "In you're right, lahachi noches." It was brought down to Bavel. Bishtavuvi hudi shtavuvi lohasam. But from Bavel, it stretched out to Elam. That means the Tchilas Hanoche was in Bavel, but then from Bavel, it went out to Elam. So the Iker Indian of Gasas Haruach was in Elam. So therefore we say, Asorek Kavim Gasas Yordu Loilam Tishanot Loilam. Deikonami, I'll bring you a raya that the gases of Ruach did not remain in Bavel, but it went out, it stretched out to Elam. Diktoni livnais lo bayis shmamino. Now let us see Rashi. Ha'eifo, so Rashi says, la'elmine ksib zois orisha. They took Arisha, Vayashlech Oisa El Teicha Eifa. This Risha was thrown into the Eifa. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Yetzer Hore Shenimsar Biyodom, the Yetzer that was Nimsar Biyodom, Ishlichu Besoicha. Kedemrine Besanhedrin, Shadua Bedude Da Avra. They put it into a lead pot. Ve'elu shtei noshim nosu yetzer hara shel chanufa ve'gasis haruach. And these two noshim, we had already a sealed yetzer hara in a lead pot. Again, this is all amara hanevue, which the ikir is to give us a message. And these two noshim are taking this path, and it seems that they're taking along with this path. This is the Yetzer Hara of Chanufe Vegasis Haruach. This is a Yetzer Hara, and these two Midis Rois, Kidersiv Ruach Vekanfeim, Igasis Haruach. Bechanufe, where do we see Chanufe? Nira Beinai de Daiklo, Mikanfe Achasido, Shoise Chsidus im Chavrei Serkidam, Beile Treife. So it seems there's an outwardly show of a friendship. So that goes into Chanufe. Lahoche Lebovel. So the Gemara says, you're right. Was taka brought down to Bavel, but then ishtavuvi ishtavim lahosam leilam. From Bavel it went to Elam. Deikonami, dechsiv livnais lo bayis. Gabi heiloche ksiv, it says when they were bringing this dud, lahen shteinoshim. There were two women that were transporting this dut. Vigabi kviusa, but when they went to settle it down, kshebo livnais bayis, likboya bebovel, the malach said this is going to be beretshina, kosav lo. There it says, so we have here it started, beloshen rabim, Shtayim noshim yaitzeis, v'lohena, sustumatu batisena, and they carried. And then it says later, Livnois lo bayis be'eret shina. We are building for one of these noshim a bayis. Deine chanufe lechuda. So that's going on chanufe. The Ben Yehuda says, according to this pshat, he says, why does it go on chanufe? He says, and Gassus Aruch went to Elam, because this is Somach. It says, Kanfayim ke kanfei achasid is going on chanufe. The previous one, Veruach bekanfayim, is going on Gassus Aruch. And Livnois Lo is going on the one closest to the law, is going on the Kanfei Achaside. So that is why we say it goes on that the Chanufa Taka Livnois Lo, that the Taka was a binyan of Chanufa in Bavel. But the other one did not remain in Bavel, it flourished in Elam. That's one Mahalach in Rashi. Loshen Acher, not the diik is from law, Livnois Lo for her, we have two Noshim. No, Livnois, V'loi Bonu, they went to build, and they did not build what they had wanted to build. So they wanted to build two binyonim, and it seems they only built one binyon. Zog Toisviz, Livnois Lo Bayis, Perish Bekuntres, Livnois Lo V'loi Bonu. They wanted, there was an intent to build. K'moi Oz Yivne Shloime Bomo Lichmoish V'amrinem Bikesh Livnois. Yivne Zaloshen Machshove, he had an intent to build. V'loi Bonu Bikesh Livnois. So Livnois means an intent to build. V'yesh Mefoshim, that's the second Malach in Rashi. V'yesh Mefoshim L'chsiv Lo L'chsiv Lehem Mashme Deleke Elachas V'hayne Chanufa. That was the first pshat that Rashi said. Now the first pshat, V'loi Nehiro L'vachol HaParsha Koyre Eifo Loshin Yochid. They weren't building for themselves, they were building the Eifo. The Eifo that they were planting or being miyased in Bavel, so the Loshen Lo is very good. It's going on the Eifa. Bazeh Shayir Shapa Livnois Lo, and it seems in the Eifa there was the Yetzer Hara for the two Midis Mushchoses, Chanufa and Gassus Aruah. V'yesh Meforshim, a third pshat, Midrchsiv Lo V'loi Mapikei. The chol lo shebe mikro mapikei. The all the time where it says lo, so there's a dogish in the hay. Bar mishloishe. There's three cases where it says lo without a mapikei. V'ze echod mehem. Havi kemoi loi ba'alef. There's no mapikei, so it's equivalent to loi. Bashminen de loy niskayim lo shemze, that there was an intent, but it did not, it wasn't niskayim. Vechein perish Rashi gabi veikro lo noivach bishmoi, shu rofo, there's no mapik in the hail of ishlo niskayim lo shemze. So also, so this binyan was lo, and then it ended up loy. It wasn't niskayim to remain. It was Nishtarvev Le'elam. Eini. So Al Koponim, what does it say? So it comes out, you're telling me that the Iker Gassus HaRuach is in Elam. Ve'omar Mar Simen Le'Gassus Aniyitz Ve'Aniyitz Be'Bovel Ho De Iker. There's a klal that Gassus HaRuach brings with it Aniyas. And we learned to Iker Aniyas, Tes Kabim of Aniyas was Yolda LeBovel. So the Iker Aniyas is in Bovel, some of the Iker Gassus is also in Bovel. So the Gemara says, Mai Aniyas, Aniyas the Torah. No, that what Mar said, Simin, legasis anias, and that's what we said, tes kabim anias yodo lo ilam, we're speaking about two distinct anias. Similar legasis anias is speaking about anias betoire. A person is a gas ruach, a balgaive. So the simin that he's a balgaive will be his ignorance in Torah. Simin legasis anias. In Bavel, we'll see there weren't gasei haruach. There was no anias betoire in Bavel. In Elam, there was gasis haruach, and there was hakanias betoire. That's what we said, Teska b'manias yodo lebovel, that's some of those speaking about, anias b'nechosim, that was takin bovel. The chsiv, and the Gemara brings in Elam, there was takin anias ha-teire, the chsiv, ocheis lono ktano v'shodayim ein lo. We have a young sister that does not have shodayim to be meinik, is not capable of being meinik. For Amar Rabbi Yochanan, zu elam, shezochsa lilmoid, vleizochsa lilamed. Now let us see Rashi. My anias tahavale simna legasus. What is the anias that is a simin of gasus aruach? Anias the Torah. De eino neuche al gasei haruach. Teure will not rest on people who are gasei haruach. Will not find a mokim on them. De miteich gasusoi. So now Rashi says it's not stamazoi. Bederich oinish or bederich segule. No, there's a practical reason why Ashiris B'Toire is not found by people who are Gasei Aruach. Why? Two reasons. Number one, the Mitoich Gasusoi Ein Meshamish Kol Tzolchoi Ve'ein Mechazer Al Shmuosoi. Now, Meshamish Kol Tzolchoi, Rashi means Shimush Tamidei Chachamim. The Semeach in Hilchis Talmud Torah brings down what is the Taich Shimush Talmidei Chachamim Godol Shimusha Yoisa Milimudo Vishimush Perish Hu Havonas Taimei HaMishneh, the understanding Usvorosoi and the reasoning and the Svoris Hanikra B'Shem Gemara. So, Shimush Talmidei Chachamim is the reasoning and understanding of the halachas which are learned. A person who is an onav, after learning, he doesn't feel that he really understands it. So, he'll be an omel to understand it better. A person who's an agas ruach, he understands it already. Everything goes quickly. 1, 2, 3, he understands it. So there's no reason to be an omo, to be miyagei himself, to understand it better. And then Rashi says, there's another thing, chazore. A person who is the hepech of a bal gaive, he's always afraid that he might come to forget it. So he wants the chazeres it over to know it better and better. One who is a gas ruach, it's there, it's taken care of, it's munach bekufsa. So these were the people in Elam, and they nebuch waniyim b'teire. That's the mishamish kol tzorche v'mechazer al shmu osay. The chsiv oches lonu ktano. Now the Gemara brings a posik in Elam, there were aniyim b'teire. Alma aniyis de teire be'elam hu shahoya bo Daniel. Daniel was in Elam. Kedr chsiv va'ani mishushan abira asher be'elam hamdina. V'chein Mordechai. Mordechai was also in Shushan Abira, which was Ve'elam, V'loi hayu doirim oiskim b'teire. The doir was not oisik b'teire. Le'izochu eilu ha-chachomim le'lameit. So these chachomim, Mordechai in Daniel, no one came to the Shia, no one was interested in the Shia. What are they going to tell us? But we don't know. So Mimele, so She'ochus lo nektana v'shir da'yim ein lo. Agabuche, that's me the loshen of Rashi is Moyerdik meduyik. Lo'yhoyu doiram oiskim ba'toyre. The Taz, Nerchaim Simim Zayin says, Atayre eino miskayemes ela b'mi shememis atzmoy oleha. He's memis his atzmiyis, to understand it. The hainu sha'oisik b'pilpul u'mas u'matn sha'otayre. He wants to have a klokite. He wants to be clear. He wants to understand it. He wants to learn it in depth. Muchukoisei teileche shetiyu amelim b'toyre v'yegeyim bo. Agavucha, the Maral says, Pshat, where do we see Amelus Pateire and Mechukoisai Teilechu? Teilechu, so the Maral says that there's a person that can ride. He can ride in a wagon. He doesn't have to walk. Walking is a very slow, drawn-out process. A difficult process, and there's two things. There's standing, there's riding, and there's walking. Standing is you're not accomplishing anything. You stand in one place the whole time. Riding is you go pretty quick. It matters how much horsepower is pulling the vehicle you're in. You can zoom through a sugya. And then there's walking. Walking is a slow, difficult process. And then the pasuk says, "B'chukoisai teilechu." That means, chukoisai are halachis which are very difficult to comprehend. And the oimek ha-dvorim one will never comprehend. It's only perhaps he'll get a little clearer in what he didn't know till now. So that is the that depicts the Amelus Bateire. That's Mechukoisei Telechu. So the Taz says the broche on Limud HaTeire is Lasoik B'Divrei Teire Derech Teirach Davke. It has to be an Eisik. An Eisik means Derech Masamaten, Derech Pilpul, Derech Yigiyah, Derech Tirche. That is the Broche, that he wants to say Pshat in the Gemara in the Dorim, Shloi Bilchu Bateira Tchile. They learn Teira without too much effort. They lean back on the chair and they maybe drank something Bishas Maise, and they were saying Svaris was Derech Idun, Vloi Derech Teirech V'Yegiyeh. So that means, like, Bilchu Bateira Tchilut, the Taz, they never made the Broch. If they would have said the Broch, they would say, ooh, that's not what we're doing. The Broch is Lasik B'divrei Teira. Al Koponim, Esik, we see from the Taz, means, Derech Teirech V'Yigiyah U'Masa Matan U'Pilpul. So Rashi says over here, V'loi Hoyu Doirem Oiskim B'Tar. They were learning. But there was no shimush talmidei chachamim. There was no yigiyah to understand the svaris. There was no yigiyah to understand the svaris. So memela, so everything was good. So there was no need for these great talmidei chachamim, Daniel and Mordechai, to enlighten them. You're enlightened people already, so there's no need for teaching them. So this was Elam. Elam, they were Gedolei Teire, but they were no Malbitzei Teire. because there wasn't an Olam who was interested in learning more than they knew. They thought they knew enough. V'lo yizachu eila chachamim lelamid, ki ilu lo yoyi lehem shadayim lahonik. Avol bovel zochso lelamid, bovel bozoicha lelamid, ki lechsi ve'ezre, ki heichin levovoi lidroish, esteres Hashem, v'lasois, v'lelamid bi Yisrael choko mishpat. So this was bovel. So the Anis B'Teira was in Elam, not in Bovel. Zot Gemara Vaita, Asore Kabim Gvura Yodu Loilam. There were 10 Kabim of Gvura that came down on this world. Tisha Notlu Parsiim. Parsiim seems were Gvaldike Giborim. Asara kabim kinim yodu, lice, tisha notla modai. It seems they were infested with lice. Asara kabim kshofim yodu loilam, tisha notla mitzrayim. Now, perhaps for 2 minutes we could deviate a little and elaborate on this inyan. The Gemara says in Chulin, Dav Zayin Amud Beis, Lama Nikra Shmam Kshofim, why that are they called Kshofim? Shemakrishin Pamalya Sholmailo. They are makrish, they counteract, so to say, the anhoge of Pamalya Shalmailo. So Rashi says, what does that mean? Shlegozru al odom zelomus. It wasn't nigzar mina shemaim that this person should die. Vuhu meis al yidei kshofim. And he will die through kshofim. That's a koyach of kshofim. Now, Rav Chaim Volozhin Nefesh HaChaim elaborates a little, just to understand a little this concept of kshofim. So Rav Chaim Volozhin says, kol inyonei pu'ulois hakshofim nimshach mehakoichos hatume shel hamelkova hatmeya. It seems in the Bria zu l'uma zu bor HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a melkova hatmeya in the Bria. Vuhu inyin chochmas hakishuf, shohoyu hasanhedrin tzrichin leida. The Sanhedrin were aware, this was a chochma, how to harness koiches hatume and to accomplish things. Leida chochma shemes hatume viyedias in yonei koiches hamarkovat meya bishmoiseyem shal yodom yifalu through these koiches, so they balei hakishufim pulois v'inyonim mishunim, they were able to accomplish certain inyonim kishemashbiyin koiches hatume. Lasois neflois hepech seide koiches hativim v'amazolis. That what it says, makrishin pamalya shalmailo. That means there's an hogas hateva in the Bria. There's an hoga of the mazolis in the Bria. And these koiches can override the koiches hateva. Shekein kova ha-boirei Adoin kol yisborech in yonei koicheseim lemailo mikoiches hativim. That's the makrishim pamalya shalmailo. Now we had an agamore in Mitzrayim, they were very, the ikar chochmas hakishuv was in Mitzrayim. The ran in the droshes, in drush hey. So the Ran in the Droshes says as follows, Rotza Hashem Yisborech, Se Yischachu Ho'oisois Begula'ahi. That means, Gulas Mitzrayim, which the Ran says, which was a preparation for Kabbalah HaTorah, Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim had a preparatory course before Matan Torah. There were things that were taught, there were subjects that were taught in Mitzrayim through the Oseis and the Makis. These were Limudim. This is a preparation for Kabbalah HaTorah. Laman Yeidu Kol Yisrael. And one of the ideas that the Rebbeinu Shem wanted should be embedded by Klal Yisrael, Shahanim Nois Bechok HaTeva Einom Nim Nois Bechok HaShem Yisbor. There are certain things, there are certain laws of nature, of Teva, that the Rabbeinu Shalom had put into the Bria. And the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted to teach Klal Yisrael that Teva is Mugbal. But there are things which are Lamaylo Mina Teva, and the Rabbeinu Shalom controls the whole Teva, and he does whatever he wants to do. The Rotzo, and the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted this Yediyah, Shezei Yisparsim Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Eretz Mitzrayim was the land that Klal Yisrael should get this limud. Why? Umashe bochan shom, that was proven there. Shudavar nimna bechok ha-teva, there in Mitzrayim, where everyone agreed that the things that were occurring were impossible al pi ha-teva, V'chein lo itaspik bo chochmes ha-kishuv, and in Mitzrayim was nizbarer that chochmes ha-kishuv asher husif misifei ha-chochma ha-tivis. Chochmes ha-kishuv is a chelik of chochmes ha-teva. It can override the teva, but it's a chochma also. In Mitzrayim, it became this barer, that what was occurring, this is not Chochmas HaKishev, this is much greater than Chochmas HaKishev. Roi shenamin shenase bekoyach alekai b'li sofik. This was the course that Klal Yisrael witnessed to show that the Rabbeinu Shalom was not governed by any laws of Teva, and he overrides in his Mavatal all these anogis. Ve'ilu nischachu oisom ha-moifsim be'eretz nederes ha-chochmeh. If Klal Yisrael would have gone not to Mitzrayim, they would have gone to another place. Yishoyer sofik b'leiv anoshim shenasu b'chochmas ha-kishuf. So people would think, huh, those things were happening? That's Kishuv. So yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu was an intelligent person. He was acquainted with Chochmas HaKishuv. And really, the Ran brings down a Gemara Mesechtes Menaches when they started making the Moivsim. So Pari told them, listen, you're in the wrong place. Where you're showing us things. He brought the small children to do what Aaron was doing with the mat and the dust. Who are you trying to pull the wool over your over whose eyes are you trying to do this? But when there was an exclamation, Etzba Lekimi, they realized this is not Chochmas HaKishuv. This was very necessary. The Klal Yisrael should have this Agdome. So therefore, Davke in Mitzrayim, that there was an abundance of Chochmas HaKishuv. Davke in Mitzrayim, the Klal Yisrael went through a Golus and through a Geula, that it should be Nisbara to them this Yisod, that the Koyach of the Rabbeinu Shalom is Lamaila Mikol Koychei Sateva. Zot the Gemara weiter, Asore kabim negoim yordu loilo. There's 10 kabim of negoim. Tes notlu chazerim. It seems that chazerim are plagued with these negoim. Yud kabim znus yordu loilo. Tisha Notla Alvaya. In Arabia, Mistameh, that's Gavucha, the Beis Halevi, in the beginning of Parshas Noach, tells us this Yesod. A person who goes in different Mekoimis encounters different Nishoinis. Each Mokim has his Nishoinis in Memela, and here we're speaking about Mekoimis, Chachma, Yaifi, and we're speaking about Mideis Chois, Gaive, Hanife, and Znus. So each Mokim had an abundance of a certain Mide. Asore kabim azus yodu loilo, tisha notlo meishon. Now, what is pshat over here? Azus mamzeirus, tisha notlo meishon, rubam mamzeirim, kidiyoma lekamon gabi yuchsin, meishon mise, bivom misamrine nami psule da apanye, mishum psule de meishon, Bishili Perekamen. Now, what does the Gemara mean over here? We heard Teskab Mznus came to Alvia. That's in. And Teskabim of Azus, Rashi says Azus means Mamzeres. And if we're speaking about Mamzeres, we're speaking about Eden. By the way, there's no concept of a Mamza. So speaking about Yidin, but this Mokim of Meishon is, that this is the Sheirish of Mamzeres, and the Gemara calls this Azus. Perhaps Pshat the Gemara is as follows. The Mesilas Yesharim in Perik He says, Afal pi shechamure hi ha'erve eitzel kol ben das. That means by a yid, there's embedded in a yid, there's a chaymer of an erve. The liboy yore mikore veleho, and there's a fear. Mikoyech hatziyu shekvar nitztayel bi sichloi miamitas goydol pisho veroiv oinsho. That means this is embedded by Yidin, kol ben das, by a Yid, a bias erve is, it's not, you know, there's a merdike meise, the Chofetz Chaim once wanted they should print a kill kaire. There's a tesefta dachsma mesechtes peye, mesechta, the tesefta says, eilu dvorim, that shall the moichel pay the same boilam hazeh v'akeren kiyemes loilam haba. He doesn't have boilam hazeh neilam habe. Abay dezare gila erois eshviches domem. The loshen hori kneged kulam. Loshen hori shakul kneged eshalosh abeis. So the Chofetz Chaim wanted from the Gdeile Yisrael. People don't know this. This is epistle loshen hori. Wanted they should print it as Eftin, the Gedele Yisrael should chasmen. So that's the Chmer, I think Abraham Moses says he doesn't want to chasmen this. So he told the Chofetz Chaim as follows. He says, what do you think? You think people will say that Lashon Hara is like Gili Arayis? They'll say the other way. Say Gili Arayis is like Lashon Hara. It says it. That's the end result. You won't come out that people... We're comparing these two, so they'll compare a little differently. But Al Kaponim, the Mesilas Yesharim says, when it comes to Gili Aroyis, there's a embedded fear in a Yid that it's a Gevaldika Avle, there's a Gevaldika Oynish on Gili Aroyis. And just let's mention, Zamerdiki Gemore in Yevomis, the Gemore says, if a person was born on the erve and he had a mamza, for high bar tshuve, he could do tshuve. For snan shimim ben menashe oimer eize muuvis lo yuchal liskoin. Where is there an evil that a person cannot correct? Ze habo al ha'elva v'hoilet mimenu mamza. He was bala and he had a mamza. This is there, the roishim of the avayin is nika. It's not shaykh to do tshuva on this. That's what the Gemara says. Al koponim, there's a mordi kechayma. And gilei erois is a mordi kechayma. A person who will be over on gilei erois, he needs a gevaldike azus in himself, a gevaldike chutzpah, to go against something that was embedded in every yid, that this is a gevaldike avle, this is a gevaldike oynish. This azus was in Meshon. That means that's tes kabim azus was in Meshon, and this brought about that there were mamzerim in Meshon. That means all the ribu mamzerim that existed in Meshon was because this was a mokum that azus was very much in existence. And it could very well be that Chazal tell us that a mamzer is an asponim. Could be he gets this from his parents. Could be you need azus to create a mamzer. It's a gevaldike able. So if his creation came through azus, so to the same kiyitzibem, he's also an asponim. Could be that's pshat in Rashi, azus mamzeris. That's how mamzeris is connected with azus. Asore kabim sicha yodu lo'ilam tisha notlu noshim. Noshim took 9 chalokim of this sicha. Stamazoi speaking. Asore kabim, here there's shachros yodu lo'ilam abshikris also tisha notlu kushim. The Kushim, the Africans took 9 chalokim. Asore kabim sheina yodu lo'ilam tisha notlu avodim. The avodim, they took 9 chalokim. Whenever you need an eved, he's busy sleeping. He's too tired to accomplish what you're asking from him. Tisha notlu avodim. Echad notlu kol ha'ilam kulay. Let us see the Mishnah. Let's go further. Al menash shani koyin v'nim tzolevi. A person was mekadesh anisha, and he made a tanai. He said, "I'm a koyin v'nim tzolevi, levi v'nim tzolkoyin. Nosen v'nim tzol mamza, mamza v'nim tzol nosen." Now, just let's refresh our memory. We had learned on that Mem Tes Amud Aleph. We had on Mem Ches Amud Beis, the Mishnah said, "Al menash ani oni v'nimtza osher." So the Tanakam holds Einu Mekodeshes. He said, "I'm an oni, he's an osher, Einu Mekodeshes." Rab Shimon said, "Im hito l'shvach Mekodeshes." If he's better than what he said he is, he's is Mekodeshes. I mean, that we had a machlekes Rab Shimon in the Tanakam. And Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, we had a memra of Ula. He had a memra of Ula. Ula had said that the whole Rab Shimon is Dafke by Shvach Momen. There we say it means if she was maskim to marry a noni, if he's Osher, she's a maskim, there's no reason why not to marry an osher. He's better than an oni. But by shvach yuchsin, then filo Rav Shimon is moide, she's not maskim. If he said a menas shani nosen v'nimtza mamza, let's say nosen's on yosem v'darabon and the mamza's also minatere. The other way around, menas shani mamza v'nimtza nosen. So he said he's posel midarais and he's only posel midarabonam. So there Rav Shimon is moide, and the Gemara says a very interesting reason why Rav Shimon is moide. Misana derav mikaroi loy bina. I can't walk with a shoe that's too big for my feet. You told me you're a mamza. That's good. So You won't be misgoy. You know your shuffle. You know your place. Now it comes like you're not a mamza. You're a notion. Only possible be the rabbonon. So there's no, I'm better. This mila is not better. Bekitza, this was the memra of Ule, and Ravashi brought a raya from our Mishnah that Ule is right. Here it says, Amanasha ni koyim v'nimtza Levi, Levi v'nimtza koyim. So it says, the Mishnah ends up, Eina Mekodeshes. And here we don't have Rav Shimon's memre, Rav Shimon oimem hita l'shvach Mekodeshes. So we see that by Shvach Yufsin, Rav Shimon is also moide, that there's no such concept of hita l'shvach. Now, let us just skip over the next two bovis. We'll come back to them soon. But let's go. Amenashe yesh loy bas oishivcha megudelas ve'ein loy. Amenashe ein loy ve'yesh loy. So there, here also we don't have a machlokes between Rab Shimon and Tanakame. Now this is a shvach moment. So Mar Baravashi asked on his father, you said, you brought a raya from the Mishnah, that Rab Shimon is moide by Shvach Yuchsin, im hita l'shvach eino mekudeshes, but here, Menashe yesh leibas, shivcha megudelas, a shvach momen, why wasn't he chaylik over here? So you have to say that we could figure out from the first Mishnah that he was chaylik over there, hita l'shvach, who had it in this Mishnah, so it could be he's chaylik on all the others. And that the Gemara said two terutzim, that it's no dichui on Rav Ashi Seichofen. Could be over here he's chaylik because it's shvach momen. So I could assume if he was chaylik there by shvach momen, who then is chaylik here? Hashem came by shvach yuchsin, he never said his opinion, so he should have mentioned it here. And then the Gemara says, "Amenash sheyesh leibas oishiv chama gedolus is a shvach yuchsin." But gedolus does not mean a gdeila. But gedolus means a chashuve, and therefore, the Gemara says that shiv chama gedolus does not mean she's a gdeila. It means she's a chashuve, so it's shvach yuchsin. And therefore, Rab Shimon is not chaylik. That's what we hear on Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph. Now, let us go back. And we're going to have a shekelcha problem in Rashi. Ben Ir v'nimtza ben krach. He told her he lives in a suburb, in a small city. V'nimtza ben krach, and he lives in a large city. Ben krach v'nimtza ben ir. Or the other way around, he said he lives in a krach, in a tremendous city, v'nimtza ben ir. Now what does Rashi say? Ben ir v'nimtza ben krach. So Rashi says, yeshivas krachim kosher. It's very difficult to live in a big city. Shekrach u'mokim shvokim, there's a lot of markets there. It's very expensive in the city. You have a lot of business going on. It's more expensive than in the small towns. And it's so crowded. Rashi says in Ksubis, there's no air there. It's so stuffy in the cities, one house next to the other. That's a krach. In the ear, there's gardens and there's pardesim. And it's country life. Men krach v'nimtza ben ir. So here Rashi says, afa pi shehita l'shvach toisu. So Rashi says, so look here, we have to understand. Ben krach v'nimtza ben ir. He told her he lives in the city, and all of a sudden she finds out that he lives in a small town. So Rashi says, afa pi shehita l'shvach, she's not mekudesh. So this is the chapachad neira. So Rashi learned Lefi HaEmes that an ear is better than a shvat, ear is better than a krach, and the chiddush of the Mishnah is that he told a shvach is also possible. So now we have the whole sugya. So why didn't Rab Shimon? Why wasn't Rab Shimon chaylik on this bove? By bas megudeles, the most end of megudeles doesn't mean daila, it means chshuve, shvach yuchsin. But here we have a chloridin. Marsha, the Poshes Drochem, they both ask on Rashi, it's a very difficult Rashi. Lulei Divrei Rashi, they really bring down a Gemara in Ksubis. This is a Shvera Rashi. There are milas in our ear. It's more airy, it's more country life, it's not so crowded, it's not so expensive. But there's a mile of a krach. By a krach you can purchase everything. That means there's an abundance of products in a krach. If you live in a ear, you want to get something good, there's not too many products in a ear. You have to make a whole journey to go to a krach. Here you're living in the krach, you're the next door, you're near a mall, you're near an apartment store, a department store, you mean there? So there's a mila, so that's by Mesnagamal and Subis, so there's a mila of a krach over in here. There's a mila here of a krach, it's not hitol shvach. Both of them have chesroines. But this Rashi is a shvera Rashi. And then we have another thing over here, which also, it's very unclear. There, no one explains this. Al menashe beisi korev lemelchitz v'nim tzarochek l'chayre. This was a mile that they lived right near the melchitz. Rochek v'nim tzarochek. Al menashe leibas eishivcha megudelus veinloi. Al menashe einloi v'yeshloi. Al menashe einloi bonim v'yeshloi. Al menashe yeshloi v'einloi. So all these things are Zayin HaMekodeshes. Ubekula. Afar pisha omra belibi hoyo liskadish loy. She said, that means, let's go that was hito not lishvach. It was a chasorin. He told her that he lives in an ear, in a country place, and really he lives in a krach. And she says, this tnai didn't mean anything to me. I mind you, not because where you're living. You said that you wanted to make me enthusiastic, that I should be masking to me. I said, I'm a nash, I need ben here. But it doesn't mean anything to me. I feel like you're a ben krach. It also is no problem. Afal pikein, Eina mekodeshes, she's not married. A fellow there's, it didn't mean anything to me. She's not married. The kedushin was made, amanash ani benir, he's a ben krach, finished. She's not married. Bechein hi shehi tosa, in the same halachas, apply if she told him, amanash, so and so, and then Lemaise, let us see Rashi. Is Gadish Loy Afa Bishadova Kain Kamaisha Hu Achshov? That she had the Kavona to get married to him, even though things will be the way it is now. She ain't Noye Yemis. She had the Kavona to get married to him. Afa Pikain, she. Ahu gavre desoven lenichsei adaita lemeisig laretz Yisrael. A person sold all his karkois. He had real estate in Chutz Laretz. Everything he sold. Why did he sell it? Because he has intentions to move to Eretz Yisrael, so he doesn't need property in Chutz Laretz. Ubeidne desoven, and that's why he sold it. That's the true reason why he sold it. Ubeidne desoven. He didn't say anything. He didn't tell Yena why I'm selling it. Yena didn't ask. He didn't tell him. He sold it. And then later, yeah, he was unable to go to Eretz Yisrael. So now he's going to go over to the Leichrim and tell them, you know, this whole business deal was built under the assumption that I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, I can't go now, the borders are closed, they're finished. You didn't say anything about it, you meant it, I'll trust you, no problem. But it's dvorim shebeleiv, and that what you, your intentions were, will not in any way affect this contract, this agreement, because dvorim shebeleiv einam dvorim. Let us see Rashi. L'nichse mekakoi adai telemesek v'nenas v'layola. He can't go. V'bidne dezom layoma. He didn't say that adai telemesek mazavnina. He didn't tell them, you know why I'm selling it? Because I have intentions of Eretz Yisrael. Dilo porish b'shas mechire daite l'meisim zavnino lehabes vine the daite d'ohochi le'zovin. Then it would not have been a mekach. She'yei dol kan b'loi kake should remain here without any property. Let us just see Taisvus. Dvom she'b'leiv einam dvor. Mashme tafke mishum shalei pirish dvor. He never said that's the reason why he's selling the karka. Adaitele, that means these words, I'm selling you the karka because I intend to go to Eretz Yisrael. He didn't say that. That was his intention, but this is not mentioned. Mash daf mishim shlai pirish vav, avalim pirish vav lahedye, v'omar b'shas ha-mecher, and he said b'shas the mecher, shu moicha, l'fi shu reitza l'oleches l'Eretz Yisrael. He said, that, you know why I'm selling this? Because I want to go to Eretz Yisrael. Have a mecher bottle. Then if he can't go, it seems from our Gemara, then the mecher would be bottle. The kosher. Am I or be'inan tonight kofel? Some of them mentioning something will not affect the contract, the business deal. There are certain laws how things have to be said. Amai obinet tnai kofel v'harei loy hisne shim loy yelech loy yiskayim amech. He's just giving us a bit of information, but he is not putting a rider in the kinyan that according to Ramei you need a tnai kofel. If I'll go, I'll be a mekach. If I won't go, I won't be a mekach. There's a whole bunch of halachas that are applicable in order for tonight to be oiker, to be mevatel the kinyan. This was non-existent. And it would seem from the Gemara that if he would have said what his intent was, it would be finished. The Rashbam Pirish, so now Taisha being said, Amedika Rashbam, Gabi Esrik Amanas Lahachzer, a person gave another one an Esrik, says, I want you should return it to me after you finish. So the Rashbam says, Vafel gav de binen tnai kofel. He needed tnai kofel. He didn't say, just said, Amnas lahavze. Hani mili be'iso. So Amir de ker Rashbam, that tafke by isurim, you have to speak out both stodim. Kugay niskachli amanasha titli masayim zuz. There, to make a oiseis ish, you have to say, and if you won't give me, you won't be married. V'chein beget, iskin shmul beget to the shrimra. If I'll die, then I'll be a get. If I won't die, it won't be a get. Avo b'momin lo b'inen t'nai kofel. The Rashbam, but by momin, you don't need all these formalities. He tells him, he gets the message, al menash tazirli is enough. V'loi nehiris, atois leestan the Rashbam, the cult, nai of him, the god neiruven, v'osam dover shebomomin, the whole... The basis of Hilchas Noim we learn now from the God Neiruven, which was money. It wasn't speaking about Isurim. So therefore, the Rashbam's Pshatosis does not appreciate. There are certain things that are so understandable that you don't have to speak out Kfeilas at night. Elegilu Yimilse. You just have to tell us that Nansadi the Daita Dhochi Ovid. And that we'll see soon. And that's like our case. this person, I'm selling this to you because I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. So we don't have to be a genius to figure out if he can go, he doesn't want to sell it. We see this is an intricate reason for the Mechira. That is the reason for the Mechira. So we can understand if this is the reason, if the reason is not applicable, so the Mechira won't be chal. It doesn't have to say it. When a person is giving a get, a menashe titnali masayim zuz, can I rightfully assume, you know why he's giving a get? Because he didn't pay his gas, but he owes masayim zuz. That's why he's giving a get. No, he's giving a get for 20 other reasons. He wants. She get, in order for her to be a get, she should give him a Messiah Mizuz. But that is not the reason for the get, so I cannot build from what he said, that if she won't give, she won't be miskareshes. You'll be a get if you give me Messiah Mizuz. Between you and me, if you won't give me, also be a get. That means, unless he says befeirish, according to Rameya, that if you won't give, no. If you want, I'm going to put my foot on. If you won't keep, you won't be giget. Because their pshat is because the bitul hagerishin is not understood from just speaking out one side. But there are other things that the bitul hadova is understood very well after you know this was the reason for the mechira. There's other things, you don't have to say anything. You understand everything by yourself. A person gave away all his nechosim to someone else. Vishama, and then he heard he didn't have any children ever. Vishama sheyesh loy ben, and then he heard his wife gave birth. Shamatone betele. So without saying one word, we understand everything beautifully. He gave away everything because he was under the impression he doesn't have a child. Now he has a child. So everything is batul mavut. A person gave away all the nechosim. He has children. He's writing everything to her. It doesn't mean he's giving it to her. He's making her the apotropos, the manager over the nechosim.
Okay, now,